The following program is sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for loving enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us to be our comforter, to be our advocate. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your long suffering, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for the gifts of healing that you've placed in the body of Christ. I pray today, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you release your healing power, your healing anointing to grant healing and deliverance in every area of our lives, Lord God. God, I pray that you would heal every form of cancer, every form of cancer being healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for healing liver cancer, cancer of the esophagus. I thank you, Lord God, for healing that right now. I thank you, Lord God, for healing sciatic nerve, the sciatic nerve pain. I thank you for healing that right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, and I bind the spirit of addiction, a drug addiction, an alcohol addiction, and that spirit of pornography. Lord, I bind those addictions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray, Lord God, that you would cut and sever the cords, that these people would be delivered and set free, that the spirit of nicotine addiction would be driven out, that you would leave now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I bind that spirit of suicide, that suicidal spirit. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not steal that life. The blood of Jesus is against you. And I speak life to that individual. I speak life in the name of the Lord. You will live and not die. I bind that spirit of oppression and depression. I come against you by the authority of Jesus' name. Your power and your authority is now broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for granting deliverance in these areas and these arenas, Lord God. And Father, I pray for a greater outpouring of your Holy Spirit over the body of Christ. God, I pray that you will pour out your power, pour out your anointing, Lord, as never before. May we experience a greater outpouring of your Holy Spirit, O God. I pray that you will send forth a refreshing into the hearts and the lives of your people, O God. Those that are ready to give up, those that have lost hope, God, I pray that you will send a word of encouragement, a word of hope. I thank you, Lord God, and I speak life to those that are ready to give up. I speak life to those marriages that are on the verge of divorce. I speak life. I speak healing and I speak restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you because you are faithful, Lord God. You are faithful. Father, I pray that you would release your angels to go forth and to push back the forces of darkness, that the strong men over these regions will be bound and their thrones will be toppled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your word might go forth with power and authority, that your people would experience a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord God, that you would send forth revival into the hearts and the lives of your people, that they would be encouraged, that they would be renewed with the desire to serve you, desire to seek your face, the desire to know you as never before. I pray, Lord God, that you would impart a hunger and a passion for your word and for your presence in the lives of your people. I pray, Lord God, that you would release an anointing of intercession and supplication over the body of Christ, that we would begin to stand in the gap. We would begin to pray for the souls that don't know you, that we would see a harvest of souls in 2015, that we would see miraculous signs and wonders and miracles. Father, I thank you for doing that right now in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that our hearts will be open to hear and to receive this word today, Lord. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be on the airwaves, to share the word of God with you. To the first time listeners, God bless you. I give it to you straight. No sugar added. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Amen. If you struggle with something, just pray, get on your knees and ask God to reveal it to you. You know, as we know, we are living in very perilous times. These are the last days, and God is calling us into a covenant relationship with him. God is calling us into the secret place, a place of abiding in him. You know, we've been in this series. We've been teaching about how to abide in Jesus Christ and what it means to abide in him. And we left off last week as we were talking about in John chapter 14 about Jesus said, these are the requirements. This is how, you know, I will manifest myself to you. He says, one of the first things you're going to do, he said, if you're going to love me, you're going to keep my commandments. You're going to keep my word. In John 14, 15, you know, we have to get back to the place in the body of Christ, saints, to where God's word becomes the standard by which we live our lives. That is God's word, how we conduct our marriage relationships and how we raise our children and how we conduct ourselves in our business affairs. It's about getting back to the Bible and getting back to the word of God. And I was talking last week on how America needs to repent. We need revival in America. We need to repent from our idolatry and all of the false religions and all of the things and that we've allowed to come into our lives to interrupt the flow of the Spirit of God in our lives. You know, we need to get to the place in the body of Christ that we will humble ourselves. You know, he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You see, we need to humble ourselves. You know, and particularly here in the church in America, we've been preached a man-centered gospel, not a Christ-centered gospel. And, you know, and we've exalted man instead of exalting Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And if we are going to experience revival, if you are going to experience revival, we must humble ourselves and allow the Spirit of God to move in our lives in a measure and a way to where the Holy Spirit of God has liberty in our lives, that our lives can be transformed by being in his presence. And because God is calling you into his presence, God longs to have a relationship with you. That's what sets Christianity apart from all these false religions. Christianity is about a relationship with the living God, with the Almighty God, to where you become a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Oh, I wish somebody out there would say amen with me. And Jesus was telling them, you know, he told his disciples in John 14, and for those of you that are listening for the first time, and some of you here, why do you keep reading the same scriptures over and over again? Because we need to get it in our spirit, and you need to get this because I believe that eventually a light bulb will go off on the inside of you. You know, I'm sure we got new listeners that are listening, and this will bless you. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments in John 14, verse number 15. That's why we called it straight from his word. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now, did you get that, saints? Neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. And at that day, you shall know that I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And in verse 21, highlight this in your Bibles and let this marinate. Let this marinate. He that has my commandments, my instructions, and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Jesus said, if you are loving, if you truly love me, you're going to obey my word. You're going to live by my word. And God gives you the grace to do that, saints. And he said, I'm going to manifest myself to you. In verse 22, Judas said unto him, Lord, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And look what's going to happen. This is the reward for being obedient. This is how you truly love him. He says, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. God desires to dwell among you. God desires to draw you into that place and draw you into his presence. We need the presence of God in our lives as never before. And it's by dwelling in that secret place and abiding in that secret place that we will be able to experience his presence as never before. We will be able to do great and mighty things in the kingdom of God because we have learned how to abide in his presence. In John chapter 15, verse number 1, Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, and every branch that beareth not fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He says in verse number 4, he says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, that's a continual living and dwelling. And I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. And he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. And what happens is you wither away, you dry up. You don't have a hunger for his word. You don't have a hunger for his presence. You don't have a hunger to fellowship among the saints. You don't have a hunger and a compassion to see souls saved. And it's cast into the fire, they are burned. But verse number 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Because God desires for you to bear fruit. God desires to reveal himself to you. And God says, if you abide in me, if this is something that you have a daily abiding, a daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, when you do this, we're going to set up our home. We're going to have a fellowship. You're going to have communion with the Lord God Almighty, because God is calling you to have a relationship with him. God desires to have a personal, intimate relationship with you to where you can honestly say, I know him. Not know of him, but I know him and he knows you. I wish somebody would say amen. You see, as Christians, we need to learn what it means to abide. And that word abide means to stay in a given place. It is a state, it is a relational and expectancy to continue, to dwell, to endure, and to be present, to remain, to stand, to tarry for in him. You see, saints, we must learn to recognize that in order to abide in him, there has to be an absolute surrender of our will, denial of self, that we may abide and do his will. You see, when Jesus came to the world, saints, it was to do the will of his Father. There was complete and total surrender. Jesus said, everything that I'm doing is to please the Father. And it was that unbroken fellowship that allowed him to make it to the cross at Calvary, that allowed him to lay down his life, to surrender his life that we might live. It was through that desire just to do the will of the Father. It tells us in John chapter 6, I'm going to start reading in verse number 35. You're listening straight from his word. I pray you've been blessed by this. Glory to God. God is good, saints. John 6, verse number 35. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life, and he that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father has given me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. And look what he says in verse number 38. Highlight verse number 30. Remember, because I said, you know, Jesus came to do the will of his Father, and we're supposed to be doing the will of the Father now. He says, and that Father giveth me, he says, for I am come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which he hath sent me, that all of which hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus said, I'm here to do his will. That's it. I'm not here to bring glory and honor to myself. I'm here to bring glory and honor to him. I came down to be the sacrificial lamb, to lay down my life, to give up my life, to shed my blood, to pay the ransom, and to break so that the power of sin could be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be learned to surrender to do the will of the Lord. We must get to the place, and this will come with the abiding. This will come with the abiding, to where we have a desire to serve him. We have that desire to know him. And we learn to just surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and to allow him to be Lord over every area of our lives. Scripture tells us in Luke chapter 9. Go with me to Luke chapter 9, saints. Whew, hallelujah. God is good, saints. Luke chapter 9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen to straight from his word. Luke chapter 9. Let's see. We're going to read in verse number 23. Amen. Listen to straight from his word. And he said to them all in verse number 23, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Whew, right there, saints, right there. The word is daily. Daily. He says daily. I think this is where we're missing it, saints. We don't have that daily fellowship. We don't have that daily abiding in his presence. And that's what's missing. He says, if any man will come after me, and let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Glory to God. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself will be a castaway? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father and with his holy angels. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you must learn how to deny yourself. Take up your cross daily. You see, there has to be a daily fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There has to be a daily self-denial to the spirit of the world, to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. There has to be a denial of worldly desires and pursuits. Anything that is going to hinder your relationship with him, that we have to learn to lay it at the cross and say, Lord, your relationship is more important to me than anything else in this world. That's it. What's more important? My relationship with you, my fellowship with you is more important than anything in this world. And that's what it's about. We in the body of Christ need to get to the place to where we learn to deny ourselves. And what is the purpose and what is the mandate? What has God called us to do? What place is God calling us into as his sons and as his daughters? What type of ministry is God calling us into? First and foremost, God is calling us to be in a covenant relationship with him. God is calling us to seek his face by day and by night. God is calling us to be effective witnesses for him wherever God has placed us. God is calling us to live and to abide by his word and to set a standard by which when people come across our families, or if we have children, that we have God, we raise godly seed, we have godly children, that our marriages are an example to those marriages in the world that are perishing and that are coming apart, to where that when we speak the word of love, we speak the word of truth with love, and we're not afraid to back down, to where we have boldness to pray for those that are sick in their body, to those that need healing. We are in that place to where God can use us. We are in a surrendered state to where our lives have been surrendered to do the will of the Lord in whatever capacity that God has called us to. But first and foremost, it's all about having that relationship with him. It's about knowing him as your Lord, as your Savior, as your Redeemer, as your healer. It's about having that knowledge of who God is, not based upon what somebody told you, but because you have had an encounter with him. You have a revelation of his holiness. We were talking about this last week, that I believe we need to have a divine encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to have an understanding of God's holiness, which is something that has been omitted in a lot of the contemporary preaching and teaching. Because truly, when you begin to preach and teach about God's holiness, people are going to be convicted. People are not going to feel comfortable, because, you know, we've been preaching, you know, with the church growth movement and all this stuff. We want people to feel comfortable. We don't preach about sin. Don't preach about hell. Don't preach about repentance. Sugarcoat the gospel so people can just come and eventually they'll get saved, because they are around us. Eventually they will get saved. And I beg to differ with that. And that's what some of you might say, well, preacher, we don't agree with you. Well, when I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, first and foremost, before Jesus showed up on the scene, he sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for the people. He sent John the Baptist, and John the Baptist came preaching the message of repentance. He says, repent ye, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus came on the scene, his message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he commissioned the apostles, the disciples, he sent them to preach the message of repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see, the purpose of preaching the message of repentance, saints, is to prepare people to receive their deliverance and their healing and their restoration and their reconciliation with God. How can you be reconciled to God if you don't repent? If you continue to walk in your sin and your rebellion and your disobedience and all of those things, and there's no repentance, how are you going to be delivered? How are you going to be set free? Come on, somebody. And if we've preached the gospel to where people have truly not repented, they've not confessed their sin, then they're still in their sin. They're still in bondage. They're still in captivity. They're not walking in freedom. They're not walking in liberty. Even on the day of Pentecost, Peter, who had denied Christ, on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the message of repentance. You know, we have a movement to where we say people need love. Yes, they do need love, but they need to be told in love that they need to repent. They need to come out of their sin. They need to come out of their rebellion. They need to come out of their adultery. They need to come out of their homosexuality and their lesbianism. They need to come out of those lifestyles of drug addiction and pornography and all of the things that have bound people up. The people who struggle with gambling addictions and people who have a spirit of lust and people who have a spirit of murder and people who have a spirit of rage and anger. Even on the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up and he preached, he told them that they needed to repent. Because after Peter had preached the message on the day of Pentecost, go with me to Acts chapter 2. You listen to straight from his word. Peter had preached the gospel. And this is what he said to them. Verse number 22, he says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God through him and in our midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up and having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by him." In Acts chapter 2, verse 24, saints. "For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh will also rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make the fruit of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of the body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies my footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God hath made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this," this is straight preaching, saints, "they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" They said, "Be warmed and be filled and come join the church. Become a part of our group." And Peter said to them, "No, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and your children, to all who are far, as many as the Lord our God will call." Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. The Spirit of God moves on you to support the ministry. Please be obedient. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, because the Bible commands us to do so. And know that Jesus Christ is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, their address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. 800-273-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.